producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are with another review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our countdown. The work that's been done by the folks at Talkers Magazine is legion. Michael Harrison's the editor and publisher of Talkers at Talkers.com. You'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, and Talkers Magazine. Magazine on the line, or I guess it's online, not on the line, Michael, right?
We're always on the line.
On the line, yes, we are, yeah. All right, so Michael is here to do his best to sort of transmit the information to you about what the lists show this week for the top stories, top topics, news talk radio, and the people who are being discussed. Then we'll pick apart some of the things that are nuancical. You know,
the world is so boring this week, isn't
my
it?
God, isn't it? We were just talking off the air about the world and the upheaval and the state of things, and I wonder if it carries through. I'm a believer in astrology and the impact, the revelations that come from understanding the stars. And so you look around, and these things have been predicted, in a manner of speaking, because the stars are in such alignment that there is a lot of craziness going on. And it isn't just in terms of international relations. We see at home all kinds of things going on, action-wise. But when I say at home, I could use a capital H, Michael, or a small H. A lot of people are having strange realities in their personal relationships that aren't predictable and don't seem to make any sense. So it's not only the upheaval that you see in international relations and in businesses, but personal relationships are being challenged too by whatever the heck is going on in the, what some refer to as the universe.
How interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying is probably true. It's just very hard to monitor it and measure it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to, you know, we live in the eternal, if you want to talk about the universe, we live in the eternal now. You know, the past and the future are abstract.
Useless. Yes.
We've never lived. Have you ever had a day where you go, ooh, this is tomorrow? Or, oh, this is yesterday? I mean, abstractly it is, but it's just.
It seems the same. That's one of those deja vu experiences.
But it is the eternal now. We live in the now always.
Yeah.
It's always
we have.
Now. We don't even know that there is a past or future. It could be imaginary.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to monitor and measure how our compared to how they were a month ago, meaning societal.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting. I'm going to think about what you just said because it's interesting. You can't just deny it, but it's very hard to prove it too. Let's go through the mundane
issue of what actually is on the list, though, is our charge at the moment.
Yeah, and okay, I'm going to go into, as you said before, transmission mode. Here we go. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have Charlie Sheen's AIDS revelation, or his HIV revelation. Gun control at 8. The Paris climate talks and climate change policy at number 7. Minneapolis police protests at 6. At number 5, the 2016 presidential race that has taken a little bit of a backseat to the crazy war that the world is definitely marching into. At number 4, Russian airline bomber. At number 3, the battle against ISIS. Number 3, Paris terror attacks aftermath. And number 1, the Syrian refugee debate. They all tie together. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, football guys, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, their quarterbacks. At number 9, Charlie Sheen. At number 8, Bashar al-Assad. At number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. At number 5, Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, and Jeb Bush. At number 4, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz. At number 3, Abdelhamid Aboud. At number 2, Paul Ryan. And number 1, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a
isn't that interesting?
Troubled
the president's
week.
Name seems more connected to a terrorist's name in terms of pronouncing it, and I hope that somebody doesn't throw a rock at me because I'm saying this. I'm just making an observation. Paul Ryan is sort of, in a manner of speaking, a what was a traditionally sounding American name, an Irish name, and he's important in the world of politics. Barack Obama certainly is important, but we mentioned his name almost the breath after we mentioned Abdelhamid Aboud. And whether people would, if in fact, let's just do a hypothetical for a second, Michael. If in fact Barack Obama was not president of the United States, but a fairly unknown figure, and his name came up in conversation, would you think, especially after we talked about somebody like Bashir al-Assad or Abdelhamid Aboud, that he was not even an American?
I have absolutely no desire to engage.
Really?
I thought that Obama was Irish, you know.
Oh!
Patrick Obama.
Obama. Well, he was Barry Obama. Barry Obama.
Right, yeah. Oh, okay. But, look, come on. I remember when
I was...
The names that we use in news talk radio are always of an international flavor. I remember when I was a rip and read newsman back in the late 60s as a kid in college.
Yep.
With my first jobs in radio, ripping off the UPI wire, reading it cold on the air because I was doing everything else on the station, running the board, playing the Mantovani records, and then doing the news at the top of the hour,
mm-hmm.
and it was full of Vietnamese names.
Mm.
And do you remember back in the late 60s?
Of course, it was Vietnam War, right? Yeah.
Southeast Asian names, and there were a ton of them, just like now we have Middle Eastern names, and new ones come up, new terrorists, you know, somebody does something, and you got to stay on your toes. But it's been this way a long time. Mm. I don't know what, here in the year 2015, I don't know what would be considered a standard American name, because the concept of what is American, it may not really be changing, but our perception and awareness, our consciousness of what makes up the fabric of American people is certainly opening up.
All right, so we'll take up in a matter of moments whether Charlie Sheen's name sounds like an all-American or so. It depends, I guess, on your point of view. Is that an all-American name? We're focused on names, amongst other things. His name is Michael Harrison. Mine is Doug Steffen. 14 past on the countdown.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just the tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electrics this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
All right, 18 after the hour today, and each weekend at this time, we're here to overview with Michael Harrison the stories, the topics, if you will, the hot hits in talk radio, and we've gone through the list. Now I'm going to take some of the things that are in here, some of the names especially. We're talking about names here and there and how names on the radio have changed. Here's Charlie Sheen, that is in the number 9 position, as far as his AIDS revelation is concerned. And all I could think about, Michael, was our pal Gloria Allred, who has been a radio host. She was a member of our talk association for a number of years. We all became friends with her. Now this is a bigger, sure, the Bill Cosby thing has taken the back burner, because they'll be all running to her to try to sue Charlie Sheen, don't you think?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen's a new bad guy.
Yeah.
He had unprotected sex and didn't tell people, but he says he did.
Well, they say he didn't, but isn't it easier if it's a he said, she said, especially if Gloria, by the way, those of you who don't know who Gloria is, Gloria is a very well-known sort of feminist attorney, takes
sort
on...
Sort of?
Well,
that's like saying...
yes. Yeah. The Barack Obama is sort of the president? Okay. So I'll rephrase that. Gloria is a well-known Los Angeles attorney who represents many women in many cases that either are or turn out to be disturbing. She's represented a number of people associated with the Bill Cosby flap, mm-hmm. and now she's on to the women who claim that Charlie Sheen had sex with them and he didn't tell them that he had the HIV virus, so they'll sue him. He's been paying out a lot, though, Michael, it would seem, in sort of bribe money, hush money, whatever, and he said he's tired of doing that. I'm thinking this is going to cost him more than the bribe money.
Yeah, it's very interesting sociologically. Personally, I find it, I don't spend a lot of
torrent
thinking about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do think that, you know, in the world of celebrity gossip, it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a great character in that stage.
Yep.
And celebrity gossip is huge. Now, you know, the HIV virus is still with us. It is still a story.
Yep.
It's sort of on the back burner. It's still a severe problem, obviously. It's gone through its evolution. It's not like it was, back in the 80s. Do you remember?
Oh,
the
yeah.
fear of AIDS.
We would die immediately. If you get the HIV virus, you are done.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess it was Magic Johnson
changed that. Yep,
because I remember when the revelation came out in the early 90s that Magic Johnson had HIV. That story rocked talk radio for weeks.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I sure do. Yep.
And you know, he was a dead man. That was it. He was dead. You know, it was crazy times we've lived through.
And then a lot of the speculation was on how he got it,
mm-hmm.
and who was the person, because that's mm-hmm. how it gets transmitted. And, you know, then subsequent to that, we've learned a lot about how it is communicated. It's not just bodily fluids. It can be needles. It could be, you know, all kinds of things that transmit this. But Charlie admitted that he got this from having sex with somebody who wasn't clean. And so it goes on and on. Did you tell him or didn't you tell him?
Meanwhile, sexually transmitted diseases are, from what I understand, on the rise.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because we don't talk about it a lot in the news doesn't mean that these dangers don't still exist.
No.
And you go through periods where people are very conscious of it and aware of it because it's talked about in the news.
Right.
There's public service announcements. Other times you forget about it, but it's always a danger.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people in our focus, along with some of the ancillary things that go on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the guru of this information, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, online at talkers.com. We're going through the list of names and also the stories. And you said something that piqued my interest as I think about the radio and the fact that we have the ability to express ourselves. And some people take advantage of it and do a good job with it, and other people just spend their time filling the airway with noise. There are a lot of noises that come from the outside world, and they are not controllable. There are a lot of noises that we allow into our lives that are innocuous enough, or it would seem. Listening to radio, for example, the radio talk programs that we're talking about, do they help you avoid dealing with some of your own thoughts and emotions? Do the things that are discussed on these radio programs so take you away from your own reality? Because I think when you look at some of the stuff that's talked about, and I ask this question, Michael, how does it affect you? How are any of these things, other than ISIS, which, by the way, we now have a new word. I don't call them ISIS anymore. I call them D-A-E-S-H, Daesh, which they don't like, but it doesn't, because there are many Middle Easterners who object to the term ISIS for a number of reasons. ISIS was an Egyptian goddess, first of all, highly thought of, but to give them
credit.
She was credit,
one of my favorite goddesses.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
Go on.
Then there is the reason for, in this circumstance, understanding how these people look at things differently than we do. The Middle Easterners are saying this is not a state. They're not a government. What are you giving them their statehood for? The Islamic State is not a state. They're a bunch of thugs and murderers. So that's where the word Daesh came from. And so I'm using that now. I don't refer to them as ISIS. ISIL, I called them ISIM for a while because that's what everybody wants to do to them. But now You have it from me that this is the safest term to use to annoy them and to get to who they really are. Daesh, D-A-E-S-H. How's that?
In fact, I'm starting to see we're getting some tweets from them. They're angry at you now for saying that.
They will be angry at me.
They're listening all across the world to you, and you're irritating them.
Could be.
They're going home. They've given up.
Good.
Hooray
for Doug.
You have come up with the answer to irritate them.
Yeah.
The problem is the word I, the letter I, and the big problem is separating the various factions of the Islamic world into who are our enemies, who are our friends, who are innocent, who are not. And you'll notice that one of the many, many manifestations of this very, very milestone week in this history book that's being written has been that there is now a clearer cut division. People are standing up and speaking, and within the Muslim, within the Islam world, as to, hey, don't put us in that category. Hey, we're against this. And they're in terrible danger of having unfair, retaliation against innocent people.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that what's going on? They're afraid of it. They've retaliated, if you will, against us, and a lot of innocent people have been killed. Look at those people in the airliner that were headed toward Russia. Those are all innocent people. And isn't it interesting, the fact that the cans, you see the cans, Schweppes ginger ale, Schweppes bitter lemon? That was the can in which they say they put the bomb, and sales of Schweppes products around the world took a nosedive this week. Because how people think.
I'm sure the board of directors were thrilled with that.
Yeah, but people stopped buying it. Isn't it just amazing?
Well, people used to kick German shepherds on the street during World War II, so yeah. Come on.
All right, 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
As long as there have been mothers, we've been trying to get our children to eat their vegetables. Now it seems that the government wants to play that role, too. One agency recently spent $800,000 of our tax money to create a video game designed to encourage children to eat more fruit and vegetables. Some critics say the state is becoming our nanny, and maybe they're right. I understand the importance of good nutrition, but looking through the lens of liberty, we know it is not government's role to be lunchbox police. The role of government is not to micromanage our children, but to protect our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need government to do its job and let mothers do ours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, spiders, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Continue now at 33 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Our job here in this hour is to go through the charts that have been in a discovery process, discovery mode, with the folks at Talkers Magazine. They listen, monitor radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with the list each week. 52 weeks a year we're on the air with this. And so we give ourselves a certain amount of importance. I think I chuckle a little bit, Michael, sometimes because we think, well, all of us, no matter what we do for a living, we think it's important. And it is. People who pick up the rubbish, that's an important job. People who make lamps, that's an important job. So we have an important task here to do, and we try to take it seriously, although sometimes there are things that happen that just belie seriousness. The continuing conversations that people have about religion. I had somebody send me an email who was a Muslim this week to my Good Day program, and it was after we had been talking about what the people in this Daesh organization, are doing to the world and how offensive it is to most Muslims, but yet the news media doesn't seem to pay any attention. Do you think that's a big problem? Do you think that people who are doing talk radio programs are focusing too much on Islam as a as sort of a cabal, as an all-in-one?
Well, I think a lot of people do that, and I understand it. I understand why. It's a negative thing, but it's also a difficult thing to avoid during the insanity of war. And we've seen this before. It's one of the it's one of the downsides. War is a downside, unless, of course, there's an element of glory and you're fighting for something you believe in and you're fighting for freedom, and then it's not a downside. I mean, war is a complicated concept, and it's a weird manifestation of our DNA and our wiring as the human species. But, yeah, every German was not a Nazi. Every Russian was not a communist.
Remember what they did with the Japanese? Somebody
caught me with that.
The Japanese in World War II, just before World War II. Everyone, it didn't make any difference what your status, you all get put into a camp.
But that's what war is about. That's why you reach a point and you say, okay, it's all right that we nuke, you know, Nagasaki, because it ended the war. And you say that, and then you don't stop and think that there were babies, women, families, innocent people. You know, we lose our humanity when we express this aspect of our humanity. And that's why when the tide is in this direction, it's almost impossible to stop it. When the winds of war are blowing and all of a sudden it starts escalating and starts to spread and innocent people are lumped into the group with the enemy and you find reasons to justify that, we lose our humanity as we get into that mode. And I am sad to say we're in that mode now.
Yep, we sure are. So let me go back to the premise of talk radio being a certain amount of noise and who it is, how people distract themselves. People will tell me, last night I had dinner with a couple of great friends, and the wife said that she loved listening to talk radio. And I said, well, what do you like most? Well, the discussion of the issues. I said, well, how carefully do you listen? She said, well, I have it on in the background all the time. And I was thinking, well, you and I have had this conversation in meetings when, you know, people, we ask how talk radio is used. How can you have it as a background and get anything out of it? How can it be just there as noise, but yet it is because people don't want to listen to music anymore. They want to listen to something, but they don't want to be too engaged.
Well, the human voice in conversation in the background does have a role in making you feel connected. It does keep you company.
Mm-hmm.
You can tune in and tune out when you hear something of interest. You catch snippets. Most of it is sound bites anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little long-form discussion anymore in commercial talk radio, where if you step away, you lose what's going on. There's what's called the reset because of the way talk radio is rated. It's very much like top 40 music. You hear the same records over and over.
Right.
You hear the same sound bites over and over. So I can understand having it on in the background for two reasons. One, you can catch it in snippets and get the same thing that you would have gotten if you listened for a long time. And two, the sound of conversation in the background is comforting to people.
What's the difference between reporting the news and talking about the news? There's also a distraction, because I also had a communication with somebody this week that was new to the program in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. And they said, why do you talk about what we just heard talked about? The reference was
the newscast
that's on at the top of the hour, and then you come on the air with our conversation program to talk about some of the issues in depth and get opinions from people. But it's many of the same things that were, quote-unquote, in the news, and why do you do that?
Yeah, come on. It's basic intelligence 101. I mean, you know, you present the information, then you analyze it. You give your reaction to it. Why do we have post-game shows after sporting events?
Why do they have
panel discussions after the debate?
I'm going to bet this is an older person who comes from the era of Walter Cronkite or Edward R. Murrow, or the people that were, they just told it like it was. What was the facts, ma'am? Just give me the facts.
Yeah, well, they fooled themselves into believing those were the facts. I guess it was an easy way to get through life. The truth is that there are no facts. There is a spirit of objective presentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the spirit that you bring it in. You can try to be objective, and you can try to present information, you know, who, what, when, where, all of that, those rules of journalism, they still apply.
Yeah.
But editorial, commentary, punditry, opinion, that's the icing on the cake. That's another dimension of having broadcasts, radio, television, or whatever, even in print, dealing with the events of the day.
The events of the day.
Yeah, you know, you can say there was a fire at the building on Smith Street. It happened last night at 3 a.m. They had it out by 7.
Why would you want to talk about that on a talk radio show?
But that's the news.
Yeah.
And then you can say, hey, how did that happen? Was somebody negligent? What will life be like in our town without that building? There's many dimensions to everything beyond just the facts, ma'am. That's all. I mean, it's why curtail conversation and curtail analysis and probing information as if there's one set of reality and that's it. That's all we need to know. There's nothing else. One dimension. So it really shows a one-dimensional view of the world that I guess a lot of people have. Hopefully this medium is a force beyond that to show how many dimensions there are to everything. Endless, infinite dimensions.
It is a very interesting time, and I think some of us fritter away that time, whether we're on the air or just in discussion, by looking or talking about things that have nothing to do with the reality of our own situations. But they offer, again, back to this, because I thought this is a fascinating piece. It is a distraction from the things that we don't want to deal with, that we don't want to talk about. It's easier to point a finger, that damn, whoever it is that's running for office, it's his fault, it's her fault, it's their fault. And nobody takes, they don't want to, because the world has become so complex, there's so much information available, using these little smartphones and iPads and all of that stuff. People's brains are not being developed well enough like they used to be, because we don't have a good school system. So they don't know how to deal with the onslaught of information that comes. So they listen and try to pick up what somebody else says, and if they agree with it, oh yeah, okay, and then it just becomes a repetitive pattern.
I don't know whether it's ever been any different. It's just noisier really? Now because we have more technology
never,
and we have more channels of information, but I'm not so sure it's ever been different.
Really? You think that it was like this when we were kids?
I don't know whether education was better. It was just more homogenized. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was taught that Columbus discovered America. That's one of the biggest crocks.
We still have a holiday to celebrate this cur.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You always look back at the good old days and somehow with nostalgia you think it was better. It was just different. I don't think it was better.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world we're in right now is a little bit cruder in terms of the outward veneer of it.
Mm-hmm.
People are a little more slovenly in public. You know, they're less polite.
Yeah.
More
aggressive.
Those are things that I think we could get our act together about. But I don't know. I don't think that the abundance of technology and communications is a problem. It's just an adjustment we're making. We have to make an adjustment so that we can live with it. And we're going through a period of discomfort right now where it's very stressful to deal with the changes sociological that are coming from the technological changes. But I don't know whether or not we are less enlightened or more enlightened or it was better in the old days. There are a lot of things about the old days that were really terrible.
Oh, yeah. Disease. People used to live to be 45 or 50 instead of 85 or 90 as they do now. I suppose it was not uncommon for women when they get out of childbearing years to die. There's menopause, you're dead, right? In the 50s, that was the end of life for most women and men as well, because their work was over. They couldn't produce anymore. To get to your late 50s, early 60s, out of the strength, the stamina, okay, time to die.
I don't know. You said, that's pretty wild. I think people died earlier because they didn't have cures for diseases. I don't think they lost strength and stamina. I'm 50 years old. I feel tired. Goodbye. No, I don't. Come on, Doug. It wasn't quite like that.
Come on, Doug.
You know. Life expectancy statistics are very misleading. One of the reasons that life expectancy averages were so low back in the day was because of infant mortality. Every time a baby would die at 1 week or 2 weeks old or a month old, that brings the average down. But when you talk about, people only live to 40, 45, well, no, you'd live past 40 or 45 if you didn't get a disease. You didn't become elderly at 50. People live to 80 and 90 during George Washington's day if they avoided disease and didn't get run over by a horse.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic mechanics of the human body were the same. It's just that there were less pitfalls to have you prematurely die. But it's very misleading when people only live to 30 years old. Well, that's not true. They live to 90. They live to 80. But many people died before that because of terrible diseases that we'd yet to find a cure for. But infant mortality really is the major reason that it looks like we're living a lot longer now than we used to.
Interesting. This is a philosophy. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Card at ExxonMobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th Gen Core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yay, Sam. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right, a couple of minutes left with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here with the focus, not the distraction, although we sort of get off on a tangent here about how distracting it is sometimes to forget about your own reality and involve yourself in others, like the Charlie Sheen thing. I go back to that because that's somebody else's reality. It's not yours unless you got the HIV virus.
Well, that's celebrity gossip. Celebrity gossip is escaping your own reality and following the reality of others that you feel like you know because they're famous, but you really don't know them personally. But beyond that, the whole ISIS thing and the terrorism and the presidential race and the economy, gun control, police relations, racial strife. This is all reality that does strike home.
Isn't it?
You know, the NFL action, football games, basketball, celebrity gossip, those are escape. Those are escape mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of time every day. People talk about how busy they are. But how much time do we spend in the day? People can't even work a straight eight-hour shift without all these distractions. I don't know how it is where you work at Talkers, but you know, when you pay people to work 8 or 10 hours a day, how much are they really working? 4, 5, maybe 6? How much time are they spending doing their own stuff on their iPads or on the phone or whatever it is, email?
There's a lot of distraction whether you're working or not.
Yeah, there's sure. And so does this take us away from the pain that is our own life? And back to, we've come full circle here in this discussion about how tough things are in the world, a tough world. And is that just a reflection of how tough things are in our own lives? Mm-hmm. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now we focus on these items that are on the charts, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. There are a lot of scams. I actually was thinking about you the other day when I saw there are a lot of people who are focused on the grandma scam. Have you heard about that? Huh?
Yeah, it's a big one, and despite so much play in the media, this scam has worked for years. Certainly around the holiday times, we're going to see it even more, where older people get a call often in the middle of the night from someone saying that they're a grandchild who's having problems in the country on vacation or whatever, and hitting them up for money.
Yep. So you might want to check out Steve's website, which is Scamicide.com. Meanwhile, Our reason for being here, for the most part, is to review some of the legal aspects of the top 10 items on the Talk Radio Countdown this week, starting with, I don't know if they go to the top or the bottom. I guess I'll start with Jared Fogle and whether he got what he deserved. A lot of people are not happy. His lawyer tried to get him 5 years. He got 15, and some people say he should have gotten 25. How do you weigh in on this?
Well, you know, I found it very, very interesting, in particular because you mentioned two of the inputs. The defense said 5 years should be sufficient. The prosecution wanted 12 and a half years. The judge gave more. The judge actually gave more than what the prosecution even asked for, which is unusual. But, you have a defense that really wasn't a defense. I think it was an appropriate sentence. These were heinous crimes.
Uh-huh. You don't think you should have gotten more time?
No, that's a lot of time in jail for this, and it's on the high end of what the sentencing guidelines provide for. So he was treated pretty seriously.
Okay, next, Charlie Sheen. How's he going to be treated? Gloria Allred is on the case.
Oh, my God. How did we not know that was coming? Charlie's going to be facing...
Is he in a jam here?
What's that?
Is he in a jam here?
He is, but he better be careful what he puts in that jam. He's already having issues. The fact is that not to tell someone with whom you were having sex that you are HIV infected is actually a crime in some states. It certainly results in civil liability. There was a young woman who had been one of his goddesses, Brie Olson, who went on Howard Stern the day that that Sheen was on the Today Show, and she was pretty convincing and angry and upset the fact that she had been with him so long during that time.
She had children with him, didn't she? Did she have twins?
Absolutely. Yeah. And she said he never said anything to that. So he has some really legitimate, huge lawsuits that he's facing, and he's going to lose a lot of money here.
Speaking of lawsuits, the Minneapolis police, the latest ones in the round of fire, if you'll pardon the pun, with a shooting there of a black person in handcuffs.
Maybe in handcuffs. We're not quite sure of this. And, you know, we do know a 24-year-old African-American was shot in the head and killed by Minneapolis police. This was somebody who was, the police were originally called to a domestic disturbance. Someone was being loaded into an ambulance, and the man who ended up being killed was interfering with that and fighting with the officers. So was excessive being force being used? I really can't comment on it, but this is, the facts need to come out, but at least at the initial version, this is not quite as damning of the police as we've seen in, unfortunately, so many other cases.
But you see or hear the dialogue back and forth. It seems like the same thing. Haven't we learned anything from Ferguson?
Yeah.
You hear that in a lot of talk radio programs. Is this a forever thing, no matter what? We're going to have the differences between black and white, and people aren't going to be trained well enough to understand how to live in this the world of different color, different religions, different political parties, difference. We're different.
We are, and you're right. I mean, that has to be recognized, and particularly when you're dealing with law enforcement and people in stress situations. We count on the officers to be the ones in control.
Yeah, well, that you'd think, because they're supposed to be trained to do that, they'd have more sophistication than the local people who are involved in the thuggery, but sometimes that isn't the case, sadly. It is Stephen J.J. Wiseman's job as a lawyer to give us some comments on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.